Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe and by McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe and by Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebowing. Michigan's law requires all dogs 4 months older, 4 months old or older to be licensed in the county where the owner resides. Also, the only way to get a license is by showing proof the dog has been vaccinated against rabies. February is general time when counties sell a license for a dog. The cost varies from county to county in the thumb, as well as the cost by gender. There is a price for dogs that are neutered and for those that are spayed, as well and as a way to help control unwanted puppies. There is a cost for male and female dogs, senior dogs. And to find out more, contact your county's treasurer's office. And public safety officials recently tested a new drone capability during an ice rescue training exercise, successfully deploying a flotation device to a simulated victim in the water. The demonstration showcased how the upgraded drone system can quickly deliver life-saving equipment to someone who has fallen through the ice, significantly reducing response time compared to traditional rescue methods that require personnel to traverse unstable surfaces. Officials said the ability to remotely drop flotation devices enhances safety for both victims and first responders. Drone technology has become increasingly common in emergency response operations nationwide, with agencies using unmanned aerial systems for search and rescue missions, fire assessment, crash investigations, and disaster response. Adding payload delivery capabilities, such as flotation devices, represents a growing trend in expanding drone use beyond surveillance and situational awareness. Officials noted the new features will strengthen winter rescue preparedness and provide other critical tool during time-sensitive emergencies on frozen waterways. And San Juan County's Watertown Township Board of Trustees is considering taking legal action against a board member. The township's legal counsel advised the board to take action against Treasurer Sheila Coates for alleged malfeasance, negligence, and not fulfilling the financial duties of the office. Because some irregularities were found in the township's finances, the board decided a forensic audit was necessary, and it was done last month. Allegedly, that prompted a township's attorney to recommend legal action. When we come back after this McKenzie Jewelers sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. We're having a huge once-a-year Valentine's sale. From now until Valentine's Day, we're offering up to 50% off a large selection of stunning diamond engagement rings and wedding sets. That's right, up to 50% off on our gorgeous hand-picked selection. Whether you're looking for something timeless or a new trendy style, we've got a ring for every budget. At McKenzie Jewelers, we're also having a store-wide sale on our fine handcrafted jewelry. Up to 50% off a large selection of fine jewelry items throughout the store. So stop by McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe today, and let's work together to find the perfect gift for her. Our sale runs now through February 14th. We can't wait to help you create the perfect moment this Valentine's Day.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine north end retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back in the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at our national news, the CIA launches new recruitment drive targeting foreign personnel. The CIA has released a series of new recruitment videos specifically designed to attract individuals from the Chinese military and intelligence sectors. The campaign marks a shift in the agency's public outreach strategy to find insider sources. The videos emphasize transparency and the protection of whistleblowers, highlighting the agency's desire for high-level information. National security analysts suggest this reflects an intensifying intelligence competition between global superpowers. When we come back after this Ashley sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
It's the President's Day sale at Ashley and Bad Axe, and the savings are big all across the store. Right now, save up to 25% off store-wide, and be sure to ask us about our available 1-year and 5-year no-interest financing to make bringing home new furniture easier than ever. Freshen up any room with accessories up to 40% off, and don't miss the clearance accessories priced up to 70% off while supplies last. And if you've been waiting for the right time to upgrade your sleep, this is it. President's Day is the biggest mattress event of the season at Ashley. Save hundreds on our sleep gallery and take advantage of our mattress model blowout. 6 models are priced to go as we make room for new inventory, so once they're gone, they're gone. You'll also find hot buys throughout the store, including huge savings on the ModMax modular sectional. Build it your way with Nuvella Next Gen Performance Fabric that's easy to clean and a modular design you can arrange and rearrange to fit your ever-changing needs. The President's Day sale is happening now for a limited time at Ashley and Bad Axe. Locally owned, locally operated, and ready to help you save big.
This is Vern Ryman. Quality furniture, mattresses, floor covering, and window treatments at an affordable price is what makes Ashley Home Store number one. Put my 57 years of experience to work for you. Just ask for Vern.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom looking at our international news. India and U.S. finalize interim trade agreement. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri met with U.S. Ambassador Sergio Gore today to finalize the details of a new interim trade deal. The agreement is expected to open up new opportunities for partnership in the tech and agriculture sectors. The joint statement released today serves as the legal basis for the agreement, which aims to reduce tariffs on key exports. Both nations describe the deal as a foundational step towards more comprehensive free trade agreement. When we come back after this Bayport State Bank sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
Bayport State Bank has been serving our local Thumb area since 1896. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank serving our Thumb area with hometown local banking for 130 years. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Our team is committed to making banking simple, personal, and dependable for every customer who walks through our doors. We offer no-fee checking with free monthly statements, a variety of savings options, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. Our lenders and management team live and work right here in our communities, so every decision is made locally by people who understand our community. With 11 local ATMs plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. If you've been thinking about making a change or you're looking for a bank that truly listens and cares, we'd love to welcome you. So visit one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Seedwing, open an account, and check out what Bayport State Bank can do for you. At Bayport State Bank, service, community, and commitment guide everything we do. Stop in and see what real hometown banking feels like. We're Bayport State Bank, serving our hometown community for 130 years, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and we have two obituaries to report for this hour. Donna Jean Delphi, 86 years old of Bad Axe, passed away February 5th, 2026. She was born May 29th, 1939 in Elkton, Michigan. On August 9th, 1958, Donna united in marriage to Robert E. Delphi in Detroit, Michigan. Donna is survived by her husband of 68 years, Robert Delphi, 2 sons, Mark and Robert, 2 daughters, Robin and Kimberly, 10 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren. Per the family's wishes, cremation has taken place, A celebration of Donna's life will be held at a later date. Condolences can be shared at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Laverne Melvin Jurgis, 74, of Harbor Beach, passed away on February 12, 2026. Laverne was born December 18, 1951. Laverne is survived by his two brothers, Milton and Fred. Funeral service for Laverne will be on Tuesday, February 17, 2026, at 11 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church of Bad Axe. Visitation will be from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Monday, February 16, 2026, at McAlpine Funeral Home and at Our Savior Lutheran Church on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Memorials may be offered to Our Savior Lutheran Church. Condolences can be shared at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe and McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe, and by Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring.